The BlueScope Steel chairman, Graham Crae, K-R-A-E-H-E, has warned that industry will move offshore if excessive gas prices are not addressed. Mr. Crae said government needed, listen to this, the chairman of BlueScope Steel, which is a big company with businesses in North America, he said, quote, government needs to encourage new investment with incentives offered on the proviso that a proportion of gas will be allocated to the domestic market. He said, BlueScope has businesses in North America that are big users of gas. We can write a contract in North America for 10 years at under US $5 a petajoule. In Australia, it'll cost you US $12 a petajoule, and you can't write a contract for more than 12 to 18 months. Now, of course, how many times have I talked about a gas reservation policy? And that fellow in Canberra, the Energy Minister McFarlane, would not have a clue. He's in bed with all of these foreign explorers, gives them a licence, get the stuff out of the ground and export the lot. And basically, that's what the rules are. Get as much as you can, export it, and if you want to buy it in Australia, well, you'll have to pay the export price. So here is this energy-rich country in an energy position of energy disadvantage, paying more for its energy than other countries around the world with whom we have to compete. It is simply not believable. So this bloke Graham Crae, a steelmaker, said the steelmaker's costs will rocket if gas prices continue to escalate. And ultimately, he said, other manufacturers more reliant on gas, such as cement and potash makers, will be forced to shut their domestic operations. Now, a lot of companies are making more investment outside Australia now than inside. How come this bloke McFarlane, the federal minister, energy minister, knows better? When is Tony Abbott going to grab the reins here? The country has to have a gas reservation policy. But while McFarlane's in the saddle, on the energy front, we'll go backwards. You see, McFarlane plays the mate's game.